producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning. Everyone set, cocked, locked, blissed. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted that you're here. Today is Friday. This is October the 2nd, 9 a.m. We are transmitting on Genesis Communications, 9 a.m. to 11, Monday through Friday. The call-in line, if you'd like to share with us, is 866-582-9933. And the listen line is 605-562-7727. And today we are live in studio with Vincent Fennelli of USAPrepares.com. This is Mike from Tennessee, as most of you know, but today it's Mike from across the room because I'm here in studio with Vince. And today we have Miles from across the pond, as it were. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, gentlemen. And there will be no whining today.
This is a wine-free zone. And today we're going to cover many topics, and I appreciate Vincent allowing me to have the mic as he just gave me the script literally 2 seconds ago and said, "You're live, Mike. Go for it." And I want to welcome everybody aboard. This is a great time I've had for the last 48 hours, spending some time over here meeting the Fennelli family and just admiring all of the details and the craftsmanship and the just the intricacies of what this man has been able to put together on the Fennelli farm. And I know that it's encouraging for me to see that there are other people that will take the time to do things right, that do not cut corners, and that literally walk the walk. And, folks, this is a man who does that. He does walk the walk. Vincent, you want to pick it up from here? And
sure. Thanks so much for that introduction. You know, in class, we are here in the Ozarks, and Mike Parsons drove in to spend some time with us and look at the Ozark Mountains and see what it's like living here. It was in Tennessee. And so here we are. We took a walk around the farm. We looked at some other farms, and we just looked at, you know, what it's like living in the Ozarks. And we shared some stories about failures, and I'm talking about equipment failures, truck failures, automobile failures, and so forth. And Miles has a similar lifestyle in Europe, where he lives on a farm, and he has a farm surrounding him, and he's having failures, equipment failures, and so forth. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today. We'll talk about equipment failures, why they're happening. We're going to talk about logistics, supply chain problems, what we're seeing in real life, why it's taking so long to get some parts. We're going to talk about history that's not being taught, building a village. Vinegar. We're going to talk about vinegar and how important vinegar is and why. And I'll give you a brief update on some of the two expos that are happening in this part of the world. So, Miles, Mike and I have been talking about these hydraulic hose failures, and you and I have on and off the air. Can you explain what you're seeing in Europe with hydraulic hose failures and why? Why would anybody even care that Mike Parsons is having hose failures, Vin Fennelli is having hose failures, Miles is having hose failures, our other friends are having hose failures? Who cares? Why is that important?
Well, it's important because if you rely on machinery where you create your living, with that machine park, or you have to place your life on the line with certain equipment. You better know what you're having there, and you better know that you can rely on whatever you have installed there.
And Miles, one of the things that we do, and maybe it's not all that wise to do it, but farmers do it. You know, we pick up things with our front end loaders on our tractors. We pick up things with our backhoes, you know, front end buckets, and those devices are controlled by hydraulic pressure, and that hydraulic fluid travels through these lines. And if they burst, that bucket can come flying down. It can weigh, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pounds, crush people, kill people. There can be tremendous injuries as a result of these hydraulic failures.
Well, we have a 5-ton concrete block on one of the tractors. If we do silage in a big silage container, so 5 tons. If the hydraulic fails there, you will feel that right instantly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I've noticed with these hydraulic hose failures is hydraulic fluid will become will spray out of a small hole, like a pinhole size hole in a hose, and hydraulic fluid will come out at tremendous pressure.
Yeah.
Well, let's say 2,000 or 3,000 pounds per square inch.
Yeah.
So high that if your skin is there, it can go right into your skin as if it were injected with a syringe and can kill you.
Yeah, you get oil poisoning from that. Well, I had, it's a couple of weeks ago, now, approximately 4 weeks, I took a shower in hydraulic fluid, just picking up something, and suddenly I was very astonished that I was bathing with my head in hydraulic fluid. So, yes, it's dangerous, and we need to take care of our equipment here, and especially of where do we buy stuff. So I'm going to ruin a new sponsor for you right away.
Already? Yes. It's like 12 minutes now.
Well, you know the company, Parker.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned Parker. We have a piece of Parker hose that Mike has in his hands right in the studio. Yeah, please continue.
Okay. Parker hoses is one of the large hoses distributors in hydraulic systems. And they... a couple of years ago, they started to have their new and improved versions of hydraulic hosings and a little bit thinner diameters of the inner walls. So they make it through to the warranty period, and after that, they deliberately decrease the lifespan of these hydraulic systems, hydraulic hoses, and other components in hydraulic systems, in order having you spending the money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, what I'm using here now is military grade hydraulic equipment, and since we use that, we have the increased strength of the inner walls, and that works pretty fine.
Mike, why don't you address that? You've got a piece of a couple feet long of brand new sample Parker. What would you call it? Military grade or industrial grade hose?
Yeah, this is a unique product that Parker told me do not talk about because this is what they sell to the city of Memphis for all of their equipment. And I mentioned that a friend of mine, Vincent Finale, who's got a farm, is having failure after failure of all of his hydraulic hoses, and are they experiencing that? And they said, no, not at all. And I said, well, so you don't have people coming in replacing hoses every so many months for the same hose? No, not at all. Well, then I dug a little bit deeper, and he had confessed to me, well, yeah, we've actually got a new type of hose we don't even advertise. We don't tell people about it because we sell it to the municipalities and the government. And this piece of hose has two steel cords running through the center of it. So it's extremely reinforced hose, and it's specifically made to withstand the elements. And I'd asked them if they were concerned about exposure to things in the environment. Because normal hydraulic hoses should last for several years under normal conditions. And other than being snagged by a tree limb or getting caught up in some type of equipment where it's cut or torn or ruptured, they shouldn't just fail like that. And He said, yeah, this is our solution, but we don't sell it to the general public. We sell it to the government. And I spoke to another hose manufacturer that sells AeroQuip, and they said the same thing. They've got a specially manufactured hose specifically for the government that they have access to. Now, if you go in and you ask for it, if you know what to ask for, you can get it. But they're not promoting it, and they really don't want people to know about it. But they actually have two different grades, one for the government and another grade, a lesser quality, for the rest of us.
Oh, it makes a big difference when you're starting to bale hay, and you really need to, or you're cutting, okay, and then somebody's setting, and then comes in the silage wagon, and it makes a huge difference if you can rely on your systems without just being set in the pasture with a hydraulic problem. And we had over 80 problems, hydraulic related problems this year. Here in our village.
80 hydraulic problems. Miles, I can't top that, but what I can tell you is that in the last day we used the tractor to bale hay, I had one hydraulic hose failure, another hydraulic hose failure, and then I had an O-ring failure that puts a coupling on a hydraulic hose, and then I had another O-ring failure on a hydraulic coupling. So I had three failures.
May I ask you what kind of O-rings that were? Were that the normal black rubber type O-rings?
Yes. Yes, they were, but they were the original John Deere factory equipment O-rings. Uh-huh. And I replaced them with, I believe I used Viton, V-I-T-O-N.
Yeah.
I believe that's what I used. And sometimes we have nitrile, and we have, the standard commercially available black O-rings. And, class, these are little rings of rubber. Well, let's say the size of a dime, but the center would be missing. So a ring of rubber, and they are used to put hoses together and couplings together. And they're used on gasoline lines in automobiles. They're used on transmission coolant lines. They're used in lots of places, as well as hydraulic lines. And what we're saying is we're experiencing failures. And one of the things that happens with these O-rings, some of them, not all of them, but some of them have partial exposure to the air, and they seem to get hard and cracked. And the hydraulic pressure from the inside of that coupling or hose against a weakened O-ring causes the hydraulic fluid to leak out and spray out at high pressures. And it's dangerous. And Miles took an oil bath, and so did I. It's not fun. It really isn't fun. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. they did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les Miles is with us, and Mike Parsons is in the studio with me. And we're talking about failures of equipment and why it's important. In the lifestyle that you've seen here, Mike Parsons, is, you know, around the farm, you probably see that we have spares of almost everything, right? Because where are we going to get the parts? Literally, where would we get them?
Right, and it just makes sense to have backups so that you don't have to drop everything and drive 50 miles to town. You can just trade out the part right then, or you know, pick up with replacements and move forward. You've got duplicates of virtually everything, and it might not be the exact duplicate like your tractors. You might not be able to drive the same exact tractor, but that you can apply that will get the job done.
Miles, I'm going to share a story with you and the class. Mike Parsons said to me last night, we were coming into the farmhouse, and he said, you know, Vinny, what you ought to do is find a hydraulic hose company that's going out of business, you know, where you can buy the...
That's what we did here.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to share that story with you. You know, that hydraulic press is a pretty darn expensive piece of gear, and then you need the fittings to go with it, and then you need the, you know, the bulk hose on rolls. So how did that work for you, Miles? What did you end up doing?
Well, let me share you one thing about the rubber topic first, and then I go into how do we fix these issues here. Number one, it's very important to know how rubber is being made today. The rubber industry is like the metal industry. They use recycled rubber parts. They shred them, and then they liquefy them. There's a couple of processes. One of the most common is a ozone of, an liquidification. They make the liquidification process with ozone. And then they mix silica to that and only add a light, slight amount of new rubber, of brand new rubber product. So they increase the strength then for us with new products such as materials such as silica and others for tires then. So this is how it's been done. And if you're in the situation that you buy rubber, you can very simply test that rubber if it has like, it feels like a little wetter. If it feels like a little wetter, the amount of fresh rubber is always a little higher in there. This is when you touch the rubber with the O-rings, or you use Vitin for the O-rings. Mm-hmm. Then let me come to how we fixed it here. Because we had so many problems, hydraulic failures, we now have two service mobiles, like two Sprinter, Mercedes Sprinter, that are service mobiles, and we have these hydraulic presses. So we have the hoses. We bought the military-grade hoses and the clamps and everything that's needed for that. So we have, and we even can produce the tubings, the tubes, the hydraulic tubes for that in these service vehicles. And if a farmer here has a hydraulic failure now in the field, it's just a call. Maybe they have to wait for 2 or 3 hours, but otherwise the farmer will be serviced right away.
And Miles, that's so important because Mike Parsons and I spent some time with another farmer yesterday late afternoon, and he had a tractor over 120 horsepower. It was a pretty large international tractor. Well, that tractor is so heavy, probably 14,000 pounds, maybe more. It's so heavy that how do you bring that to a shop to fix it? You really have to bring the shop to the tractor where the tractor is broken down, because you might not have steering. If the hydraulic failure occurs, you probably have lost power steering. You don't want to start the tractor again because you'll be spraying maybe 30 gallons of hydraulic fluid all over the field, contaminating the field, preventing crops from growing. It's a pretty serious problem, and I think you've got the right answer. A mobile vehicle that is a service truck for hydraulic failures. And when you say tubing, so you're talking about the metal lines, the metal tubes that are high pressure tubes for hydraulic fluid. You can bend them into shape and cut them and flare them as well.
Yes, exactly. We can do that right away in these trucks. We invested pretty heavily in this equipment, but it's worth it. It's worth it. The production is flowing now.
Miles, in this side of the Atlantic, we have a saying, make hay while the sun shines. I guess that you have this something similar there too, right? You have to make that hay while you can, before it rains and before the hay is damaged by too much exposure to the sun. Miles in Europe will be right back with us, and Mike Parsons in the studio. I'm Vin Finelli.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible. table, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay, you only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class meetup Monday night. Monday night at Jimmy's Egg. Silent Night is going to be on stage. Silent Night will be on stage Monday night. Cannibalism in America. That's the topic. Cannibalism in America. Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. Monday night, Springfield, Missouri. And I'll post the information on the website during this during the next break. Miles is with us from across the pond. Mike is with us from across the studio room here. And all oil is not the same. Miles, would you like to address all oil is not the same? What do you think?
Well, where do we go to? The hydraulic oil first, or do we want to go into the engine oil first?
Let's start with hydraulic fluid first. And then let's talk about engine oil.
Have you witnessed that your hydraulic systems, when you work on full throttle with baler, that the central unit gets pretty hot?
It gets way too hot, Miles. And I was thinking about, you know, I took a high pressure hose and some degreaser, and I cleaned off the it's like a little radiator. It's a heat exchanger, an oil cooler to keep the hydraulic fluid cool, because under pressure it gets hot, and you need to keep it cool, otherwise you have more failures. So you're absolutely right. It does get it gets hot.
Last time we talked about fluids, we were talking about ATF especially, and or engine oil, and that was the one critical item that needed to be in that was boron. The higher the boron amount in every kind of fluid, the better the heat transfer, the exchange of BTUs from one side to the other side there is. And if you look at the hydraulic oils, they're shaving all these particles like copper, boron, zinc. They're shaving that down in production, and simply produce a cheaper oil now. So even there, it's a good investment to check out the lab analysis for hydraulic fluids, ATFs, and engine oil. And main criteria there, boron. Get as much boron in a fluid as you can get, and your heat transfer will be more stable.
Mm-hmm. And so the cheaper oils, the less expensive oils, they just don't have as much boron in them, and the boron transfers. Actually, it's the oil, it's the lubricant that transfers the heat from the metal parts to the cooling system. So in an internal combustion engine, the pistons get really hot, the bearings get really hot, the oil is flowing all around and on those parts. The oil transfers the heat to the walls of the cylinder, the block, and the block has passages that have coolant in them that transfers the heat away from the block into the radiator and out to the air. So the plan is you've got to have good oil.
With a longer chain or with a larger base package of hydraulic of synthetic oil, you're on the safer side than if your base package in the oil, not the additive package, but the base package of the oil, has a larger, fully synthetic content.
Mm-hmm. And full synthetic oil, even the ones that say full synthetic oil on the bottle or the container, are not full synthetic as we would define it, right?
Well, it's the new and improved synthetic oil. It is when they put 17%, minimum 17% hydraulic. Where do I want to go with that? Synthetic oil into an oil, they can call it fully synthetic oil.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the point is, if we think that we are buying something that is really 100%. Synthetic oil, that is probably not the case. We're buying something that is a portion fully synthetic oil, but it's called full synthetic.
Vincent, I would like to go into the chain supply chain management. I don't know what you're seeing there with you, but we are having the first effects on not only spare parts, even hydraulic fluids, the good ones, some vegetables are starting to fail to come in here from Italy or from Spain. Maybe they had a malproduction or simply the supply chain is not there. But what are you seeing there with your supply chain in America?
Okay. I got a call from Joey in Michigan. And Joey was going to come down to the farm, and we were going to get in the truck and head toward Kansas City to go to the KCI Expo. And I got a call from him, and he was all disappointed. And he said, "Vinny, you're not going to believe it. I had, I was working on getting some brakes replaced, and the bearing on the axle of his Ford Excursion, a 3/4-ton SUV, had failed, and all he needed to do was, fix that. Well, he couldn't get the parts." And one supplier said, "Yeah, we can get it for you, no problem. $2,400 for the parts, and for a replacement axle, and we can have it for you in 8 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, he's in Michigan. Now, Detroit used to be the motor car capital of the world. So if any place would have auto parts, I would think that it would be Michigan. So I don't think he was able, no matter what steps he pulled to get his vehicle fixed, I don't think he's going to be able to make it to the expo. And I talked with him about it at length, and we said, you know, we decided the best approach would be a low mileage used axle from a salvage yard from an area that did not have a lot of salt used on the roads. And that's what he's planning on doing. But the bottom line is, this replacement is going to cost him in excess of $1,000 to have an axle replaced on his truck. And that would be a used axle. But wow, he can't get it right away. So imagine the guy who has to go to work and has one vehicle. He'll miss, you know, probably close to a week's worth of work. And get hit with a $1,000 minimum bill to replace that axle with a used one. Now, that's just one small problem. I had another very small problem. I had a brake light switch fail on a Mercedes ML320, and that's a little Mercedes SUV. It's a very common brake light switch. I can't get one anywhere near me. It has to be specially ordered, and they fail. They fail way too soon. Yeah. Well, you know, you can get all kinds of brands. You've got to get the original equipment brand, otherwise the contacts overheat and the switch fails. Yeah.
Well, if you need one, I can send you one over from them, from the first tier OEM that was doing that. But we see the same thing. Like, we are very fortunate because we stocked up on fuels, on diesel, on oils, and hydraulic fluids, and from spring on. And we see that delivery time for certain items just take longer. Like, if you have a Toyota, if you have a warranty issue with Toyota cars, being whatever, it takes you up to eight to 9 weeks to get that done, to get it fixed. Or
wow.
Volkswagen. Certain parts are coming out of Japan. You're not getting them in time. It takes 5 to 6 weeks to get them shipped in, and then distributed is another 2 to 3 weeks. So that's a problem. We're seeing that here. And we are pretty happy and very fortunate that we prepared that.
Yes.
Okay, we prepared for that, and we're very happy that we did, because now we can harvest the fruits for what we've prepared for here.
And that is a real problem for farmers. We don't control the weather. And when the fruit is ready, when the grass is ready, when the nuts are ready, that's the time we have to act. And they're very short windows. And the failures that we're experiencing can ruin a harvest, you know, for a whole season. If we have a failure and we can't repair that failure. Michael from New York, you're on with Miles and Mike Parsons. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, guys,
good morning.
It may be worth a while just to use the old oxen and the big plow. I don't. You know, I was wondering if you, I'm sure you guys considered this, and you know, if I missed this in the conversation, excuse me. But what about maybe doubling or tripling up on your radiators for your tranny and hydraulic fluids? Is that possible?
That's where I'm going, especially with the hydraulic fluid. That's the approach that I'm taking with our light trucks. Miles, what are you thinking?
Well, we have, you can double up on that, or you can have, like, additional cooling systems installed to that, like a spray, a fine mist that is coming onto your radiator, and have a different thermostat, using a different thermostat, so that takes down the heat right instantly away.
And also, there's another a chemical additive that I've experimented with, Miles. It's called water wetter.
Yeah.
And it makes water wetter than water is, and it helps improve the transfer of heat through the coolant, if you will. It's called
water wetter. It polarizes the water.
Uh-huh. And it really works. There's no question. It's not like snake oil. This actually works. It's about $10 for, I think it's about an 8-ounce container. And you just add it to your radiator if you have room, or you take out a little bit of coolant and you add this, and it works really well. So if you're in an overheating situation and you need that little, well, let's say a 10% improvement, I believe that that's about what you get, about 10% improvement. We had to haul some heavy equipment through the Appalachian Mountains with our 3/4-ton pickup, and we couldn't do it without water wetter. We just added water wetter to our coolant, and we were able to pull these heavy loads up the mountains without
really?
Overheating. So, yes, it really worked. Now, another trick that you can do, and what we've done, and this is absolutely free, when we approach a really long, slow hill that we think that, you know, there's a chance of overheating, you know, when those diesel engines with the turbos are running wide open throttle, they get pretty hot. So what we do is we turn on the heater full blast, open the windows, even in the summer, open the windows, turn on the heater, turn off the air conditioning, and that gives us probably another few percent, because that heater core acts like another radiator in our cooling system. So we do that too. Michael, did you have another question?
I have actually another suggestion that maybe
beneficial. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Parsons is in the studio. Miles is in Europe. Michael in New York is on the phone. Michael, please continue.
Well, you know, I'll also testify. I've used water wetter, and it stuff definitely works. And you couple that with I had a GMC Jimmy years back, and it had an oil leak, and I was on the go all summer with work. Barely checked the oil, guys. No exaggeration. So after so many months, intense heat during the summer, I said, I got to check that oil. It was bone dry. Now, I use Slick 50 on the engine and the water wetter and the radiator fluid, and that engine never seized up, and it even ran cool, and I was covering territory for that kind of work I was doing. I was doing pools in the day. And so I can testify to both those products, saving that engine, and just impossible otherwise. And also, exactly, guys, because, you know, growing food, fruits and vegetables, they come in all at once, and, man, you got to be ready because it's a lot of waste if you don't harvest it all promptly, and I can relate to that right now. I got tons of peaches and figs I'm bringing in a little late, and I'm overwhelmed by it all, trying to salvage it all, and so it's really amazing, but there's nothing like it, people, when you grow it fresh and it's totally ripe, drops into your hands totally ripe. You can't buy that in the store. And everybody right. You share it with, they also, they're amazed because they don't eat like that anymore because you can't get it in a store. But last, guys, real quick on, have you considered also on your radiators maybe mounting little fans and hooking up a solar panel so it's all powered, if necessary, off a separate battery system powered by the sun and keep fans around those radiators so that you got that extra cooling effect since you're not getting that on a tractor.
Miles,
I wasn't going that way because it would need wiring and then the solar panel to put in a right spot to have the most effective sunshine to create a current for that. What I'm doing is I'm using the water wetter, but I'm using a product by Loopguard. And in addition to that, if you need an extra kick for the coolant to cool the engine down, we have these fine misting spray nozzles. two or three, some vehicles, four of them, and we spray them at the intercoolers, and we spray them at the water heat exchanger, and that takes it, that takes down the temperature right instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the evaporating of the mist is what does that. You know, Miles, you bring up a really good point. And one of the things that we probably overlook is how the transmissions are cooled. And a lot of transmissions, automatic transmissions, are cooled with a separate heat exchanger inside the radiator, inside the end cap of the radiator.
Exactly.
And it's not, I don't think it's a very good idea. I would rather have a separate heat exchanger in front of the condenser, which is in front of the radiator on most vehicles. I'd rather have that to cool the transmission rather than bathe the transmission oil in a cooler that is, let's say, 150 degrees.
Well, you have the Nissans and the Toyotas having issues with that because they have a heat exchanger where at a very, very thin space, very small space, you have water coolant and ATF coming together and exchanging heat. And these coolers, they might get micro cracks, and then you have ATF leaking into the coolant, the water coolant. That's not a problem. But the bigger problem is when water coolant starts leaking into ATF, because then you create, that coolant creates crystals, and they are razor sharp. This is like sandblasting your transmission from the inside.
Yeah, and so Miles, when as you talk about that, you know, how is that possible that the coolant could get into the transmission? Well, the coolant is typically at, we would use pounds per square inch here in the United States, at about 14 pounds per square inch of pressure. So there is a natural physical property that would encourage the coolant to get into the transmission fluid just by the sheer pressure of the cooling system. Michael, thank you so much for joining us from
New
York.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Have a great weekend, Mike.
And Miles, Mike Parsons, and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. And let's talk about, vinegar, and let's talk about building a village, and let's talk about history that's not being taught. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.